And you're remaining with us here on a discussion involving possible extensions to the oyster season?
Yep.
Thank you.
That might be a little challenging for us in the end to see.
So I'll just start with, this is the current 2017-2018 harvest season that we're, the majority of areas are scheduled to close February 28th. So we're, I'm not sure if you can see we're right here. So when the season was developed through the Shellfish Management Advisory Committee and this commission, we carefully designed it so that multiple harvest areas would be open at the same time throughout the course of the season, in part at the request of industry to spread out the fishery, and in part to prevent large numbers of boats from harvesting one area, the whole fleet basically being on one small area open. So it was sort of carefully and thoughtfully crafted by multiple people for that end. That being said, the issue at hand is that staff has continued to receive some requests, and there's some carryover requests from January regarding requests for extensions for the areas that are set to close in February. So at the January meeting, the commission voted to extend areas that were scheduled to close here in January by 7 calendar days. These areas, the primary areas of interest were areas 6 and 7 in the Rappahannock. We went ahead and granted an extension in the York as well. Those areas did pretty well after that extension. The start time in the beginning of season when people were getting back to the dock, sort of 10, 11 o'clock, was more or less the same at the end of the season, so 10, 11 o'clock, and that's a good thing. That means that you're not depleting your resource, that if you're sitting out there and grinding to the very end, 2 o'clock, that things aren't necessarily good. So at the January Commission meeting, we deferred on making a decision regarding areas set to close in February until it had been vetted through SMAC. And February 1st, SMAC met. And their recommendation was unanimous to not extend the dredge or scrape fisheries in any of the areas. The majority decision, or the majority recommendation from SMAC, was to extend the Patentong deep rock areas by 7 working days. It wasn't unanimous, but it was the majority, close to the majority, the large majority recommendation was for that. Staff has received a number of comments from individuals and some written comments from individuals requesting that particularly the Tangier Sound Pocomoke dredge area be extended by 7 calendar days. Staff hasn't received any written comments, but there's been some verbal comments to staff members in regards to not extending that area, as well as to not extending any of the other hand scrape areas, primarily the lower James River. SMAC recommendation to extend the deep rock Patentong areas was a majority decision, but the number of individuals that I've spoken to requesting it, I haven't heard from a lot of the folks who have been actually out there Patentonging when the freeze happened. So a lot of those requests, it's my understanding, are coming from folks who were participating in the hand scrape fishery in the Rappahannock during the freeze and weren't participating in the Patentong fishery in the deep rock area. So it's my understanding that's where the majority of the requests are coming to extend the Patentong season, is from folks who weren't affected in the Patentong area by the January freeze. So that being said, the staff recommendation would be no extension anywhere, no extension of the public oyster harvest season, primarily based on the fact that we established this season carefully, and I'll just run through it really quick here. So really what the goal is that you don't decrease your standing stock by more than 50%. And usually, it's not always perfect, but the season lengths are sort of established, and based on resurveys in the fall, staff and VIMS has done a pretty good job of sort of estimating the length of harvest season and sort of so that you don't end up depleting your stocks more than that. And really a large portion of what happens when you extend an area is this is a pre-harvest and post-harvest survey of Johnson's Rock, the dredge area, which is the primary area that's producing the most oysters this year in the Tangier Pocomoke dredge fishery. And this wasn't this last year. This is from a previous year here. But you can see that after harvest, this is your spat, so that's your future there. And that really gets knocked down considerably there. It's such a large area that a lot of times the small oysters, you know, you can see a little bit of growth since we harvested there. There's not a huge effect on the total population of market oysters spread out, but you're really sort of knocking down that spat considerably. These are sort of other areas, pre- and post-harvest, and this is really what's disappearing, and this is sort of the reason that the replenishment program exists, is this Colch brown shell volume. So after harvest, this is dropping, you know, we don't want to see this drop by more than half, but it sort of we time it pretty close with the seasons that we currently established to sort of keep it below that. But if you end up extending it too far and this brown shell volume gets too low, sort of below that 5-liter threshold, which is right there. So you can kind of see after harvest, in most of these areas, we're pretty close to that threshold. So if you extend it any further, it basically adds to an already too long list where, you know, you need to add replenishment there in order to get a spat set, in order to get a future, and so the cycle continues. This is the rotation area that's they're asking a request for, and you can see it's in pretty good shape, but it doesn't, you know, you're basically a couple bad spat sets away from not being in good shape anymore, and any extension is basically grinding on that bottom that much longer, killing that many more spat, and potentially removing that many more live oysters, moving shell off the bar, and sort of adding to an already long replenishment list. This is the deep rock patentong area, and I said that we'd look back at this graph here. And this is one of the areas that's doing very well right now with minimum replenishment inputs. So it's been consistently improving. We did add some shell to some newer areas there last year, but this is one of the areas there's a relatively small consistent fishery out there. But this area is holding its own. It's doing well, and it's taking minimum replenishment dollars elsewhere to keep it going. So the area in question right now, this is just pulled from our mandatory our harvesting our licensing system just last week. So currently there's 112 licenses sold for patentonging in 2018. Right now in this season, so this is mostly from December, there's only 21 people reporting harvest. So these are sort of your core patentong guys. So this is currently out there. So the concern is that when all the scrape fisheries close, that there's no guarantee that 112 people are going to gear up with patentongs and go there, but this is sort of people who kind of somewhere have intent to go patentong. So they've already purchased a license this year, and this is your sort of rough latent effort that could jump into this fishery for the last week. And if you want to see what that calculates to, just multiply that by 8 times 7, and that gives you, you know, close to 5,000 bushels, I think, would come off there, potentially. And the reality is they probably wouldn't all, but that's sort of just to have those numbers in the back of your head there. And then those, again, are there sort of the harvest graphs there. And you've seen those slides before. So that's sort of the reasoning behind the staff recommendation for no extension of the public oyster harvest season.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you for taking a close look at this, Andrew. I appreciate it. Mrs. Everett.
Sorry, there is a question. No comments, though, obviously, today or in response to staff recommendation for the pushback, right?
I let SMAC know that I would make a concurrent recommendation on the patentong extension. I've received comments from folks asking to extend the season there, and I've heard comments from people who don't necessarily make their comments public that they don't want an extension in these areas. So sort of I've heard sort of a mixed bag. There was sort of more unanimous consent for the previous extension that we granted. And it's different, particularly in the Pocomoke and Tangier, that those areas, those harvesters are already coming back after 2 p.m., quarter of 3. So those areas are already getting down whereas the areas that we extended in the January commission, there was still ample resource there.
And the areas that we extended in the February, were available for all harvesters throughout Virginia's waters, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So it wasn't that the board decision in January benefited one set of harvesters over anybody else. Is that correct?
Right.
Ms. Meyer.
What about SMAC requested that if ice again impeded harvest, that this be taken into account?
That was a request basically if there was another freeze up in February, that this be taken into account. And there wasn't any icing event there in February that would have impeded anyone's harvest. So the ice was gone and people were back to work by that extension that we granted there.
Any other questions from the board?
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? It's an important matter to the oyster fishery, I think. Is there anybody that wants to be heard? I see none. Well, it matters before the commission for discussion and action. You have the SMAC recommendation and you have the staff recommendation. What do you want to do?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Ballard to approve the staff recommendation to keep status quo with the fishery as previously approved. Second by Mr. Neal. Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes?
Abstention.
Mr. Minor abstains. The chair votes aye, so the motion passes 7-0-1. Thank you all.